lot of people are superstitious about doing things on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, my mother never let us sew on Sunday, but I don't know why. She always said that every stitch we took on Sunday, we'd have to rip out with our nose.
Really? No.
But, well, she had a lot of sayings, though, like that, you know, different little sayings that she used to kind of go by. Yeah, it really was never a superstition. It was just a saying.
Yeah, that's mostly what superstitions are. Just little sayings.
They used to say too that if you had a dream to dream the snakes, that you hear something about somebody that was going to be deceitful to you.
Ooh.
And I can almost believe that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because I had a dream like that once, and the person that I dreamed about was deceitful to me.
Something and something like that happens later in the future?
I have heard some people, if a fat cat would cross the road, they'd turn around and go around the other way.
Whoa!
Because they thought it was such bad luck.
I wonder why.
But it's just an old superstition that if a fat cat crossed the path, it was bad luck, or if you walked under a ladder, it was bad luck. Well, I could see walking under a ladder, it might fall on you.
Yeah.
There are some things I won't do, but it's not because I'm not a superstitious. I won't do that.
What?
I don't know right now.
do you know anybody that's
I don't know whether she's a good person. I think she is a little weird.
Well, I think she has to be.
Because I know she won't eat chicken or any kind of fowl.
Yeah.
Just against her. Eat ham or anything like that, or hot dogs and beef, and she won't eat chicken or any kind of fowl. She won't eat turkey.
Yeah. What does she do on Thanksgiving?
She didn't do anything.
Oh.
I know she used to have all Christmas dinners all together, you know, my mother had turkey and things like that. She'd always bring her weenies. But they're made out of...
Yeah.
Well, a lot of them now are made out of turkey and stuff like that. But back then they didn't. Mm.
Do you remember anything about mirrors? Breaking a mirror? If you break a mirror, you get like some new bed knock or something?
Yeah, they used to do it in there. I didn't, but they used to. Mm-hmm. You broke the mirror, you need to have 7 years bad luck. I don't know why. And my mother always said, "Poop, you saved the old clothes for 7 years, they come back in style."
That's true.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the clothes I used to wear when I was a girl, of course I couldn't get into them now. But way back when the kids were little, they come back in style again. Really a superstition, it's just an old saying.
Yeah, that's what most superstitions are, it's just old saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I think the word superstition means just something that you're wary about doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you take the old time though, like the witchcraft and things like that, that really was superstition back in those days. Mm-hmm. They used to persecute the witches. I don't think so. People believe in that. Well, you might get in some of these religious cults and things like that. They probably do that. Ordinary people, sensible people wouldn't believe in it. Superstitious. I got that horseshoe up over my door.
Oh, yeah. I think about horseshoes. You know why they would use horseshoes?
They say your house will always be, always protected where you have the horseshoe. If you put it up like this, you can put it down the other way. It is pretty good, but you got to put it up so the luck won't run out.
Oh,
nice. A lot of people need horseshoes over their door for good luck. Keep the house safe and good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Which I brought that from the Amish people, and they didn't have to do that because they don't have horses all over them.
Well, then it's superstitious, and our horses don't have horseshoes.
I've always put a horse in my door. And they always said, too, in the barn, that you swallow. Build a nest in the barn and it was good for the light.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it was true or not.
Probably not.
Then we always had swallows on the barn. Dad would never do it. Anyway. Play that back to school?
No, I'm the only one who's going to hear it.
Oh. Mm. You have to write it down, you?
Yeah, take notes in it. So I don't, like in that right when I write, I won't, like, miss something to say. So far, you got a lot of interesting stuff I never even thought of. Um, Did you not let you wear black nail polish? Or did you ever wear black nail polish? My mom said that they had something. If you wore the witches wore black nail polish. That's how you could tell who was the witch. They would wear black nail polish.
I think they had nail polish back in those days. They wore black faces on them.
Yeah, black paint. You could all spray paint.
Sure, or something on them.
Yeah,
that's
how they were.
Back in the old days,
do you know anything about cats being good luck?
Huh?
Yeah, cats, black cats being good luck.
We came to cat has 9 lives.
Did you ever like apply for a job and take a good luck charm with you?
What?
A good luck charm with you? If you apply for a job?
I had a lucky stone given to me once, and after I had that lucky stone given me, I fell and I hurt my arm, and then I fell again and I hurt something else, and after I gave it away, I didn't fall anymore.
Lucky, yes.
I don't think it was a lucky stone. That one was unlucky.
It wore off all its luck.
Yeah, they used to wear those, what do you call them, confetti bags around their neck to keep evil spirits away, you know? I guess it was an evil smell and stuff that put in them, you know. I guess probably the way that kept the evil spirits away, nobody could go near them because it smells so.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? That's petty or something like that. I don't know. That's what they used to call it. Gum.
Yeah.
Anything about it. Oh, I can't see anything else. I probably see a lot of stuff like this.
How about food? Do you ever think about, like, food or anything?
Food?
Yeah, I don't know. Like in a garden, growing food, planting something, keeping this one kind of vegetable for another, or planting
so they won't intermix.
Yeah, or something. Well,
I know if you plant two kinds of corn together, they mix it. You put two kinds of popcorn in there.
It'll be butter.
They used to say if you plant onions beside the potatoes, the bugs wouldn't get on. Otherwise, they used to say if you plant the onions beside the haters that cry their eyes out. Like that old song they used to sing, I'm only there for 2 years and one week. All I do is cry all day. As far as being superstitious, I'm not superstitious. I don't know. I may have been when I was younger, but I think those things dwell on your mind like you know. You're as old as I am, you don't pay attention to it.
Remember any of those things that have led to try not to do them or whatever? And that's like, I don't know. Like you're not superstitions, but yet you don't really want to do them.
Some things you just won't do.
Stepping out of crack. You ever think about that? Stepping out of crack or something?
Oh, yeah. You say that. If you step down a crack, you break your mother's back. No, we used to avoid cracks so when we walked down the sidewalk. When we were girls, we were kids. It don't make any difference anymore. But we used to avoid the cracks and things like that. But I think you're more... What do you call it? You're more apt to listen to things like that. Especially if you care a lot about the folks you want to go on to.
Hey, you do. Oh, I think I'll hurt my mom today. It's a better chat. Yeah.
My mom used to have an awful lot of sayings that she used to say. I don't know what a human thing she could do for sure. I can't remember that. I've had so many, but I can't remember. What was that little saying for something? She was Irish, so I was used to Irish saying.
Silverware on a table, or how you set the table, wash dishes, or something.
Yeah, I always set the table the way I was taught when we went to the kindergarten. First the shell fork, then the beef fork, then the plate, then the knife. Here now, but we used to put the glasses that took the fork and the chucking sauce over here. I still set the table like that, even for myself. I don't just throw the table out. I put my fork here and my knife in here.
I put my knife and fork in here and put the spoon over here.
That's not the right way. supposed to go on the left side of your plate, and you're 19 to go on the right side.
Okay. I remember that.
If you ever get to be first lady of the land, you have to remember that. Your protocol.
Yeah.
Well, we were taught that in kindergarten. How to set plate. I don't think they teach anything like that anymore. Maybe with color or something like that.
Do you remember anything else?
Any what?
Do you remember anything else? Tell me.
When I wash dishes, I always wash my glasses first. Then I start in with a cup of coffee, find some down to the plate, and show them where it lasts in the hand.
That's the way our master comes to do it. I don't want to go to the plate.
What's
just
going to
do it.
People just put everything in and start washing any old thing that's in the, you know.
Yeah.
I always scrape my dishes and pile them up before I put them in like that. I don't put them in sloppy. Even for myself, I got them piled up. All my plates and my cups and everything, you know, as they come, I pile them. I don't like to wash dishes when people keep putting in a glass and then plate. What? I don't like to watch it like that. I never have.
That's the other bug. You can throw glass and it all over the first time.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, then you wash it. Yeah.
The girl said, oh, you don't need it. I mean, take too much time. Scrape them off, pile them up. Why do you? All that gunk at my feet is under your sink off.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have time like that. Janice got a new car for me. That's not very good that way.
So you don't remember anything else about any sayings or folk tales or anything?
Any what?
Folk tales or old wives tales.
you do your own embalming today, when, like, you explained about how they embalmed a long time ago, does it take, like, a lot longer now, or does it...
What's more thorough? All my own embalming. It takes about 2.5 to 3 hours to embalm a body. Basically, you're removing the blood and replacing the blood with embalming fluid, which embalming fluid is a preservative, so it preserves the tissue. It's for sanitation. You are disinfecting the body when you're doing this, and then you are restoring the body to look somewhat lifelike. So there's preservation, restoration, sanitation. So basically that's it. I'm replacing the blood with embalming fluid and closing the eyes and closing the mouth and shaving the men and bathing and washing hair and preparing them for burial. But it takes about 3 hours for the basic work, you see. Another interesting side note is that hearses today, a brand new fancy hearse today in 1988, is brand new. You're looking at almost $50,000 for a hearse.
And you do the embalming, how would you remove, like, the blood?
The blood is removed with that embalming machine I told you. You use an artery and a vein. You use a circulatory system. You pump fluid into an artery and you open up a vein. And then you start your machine, and that goes through the circulation, goes through the arteries and comes out the veins. As a general rule, we use the carotid artery and jugular vein located in the neck if it's an average case. You can raise other vessels if you have to, but that's a good starting point. You see, so you use the circulatory system. It's a very small incision. It's not huge or anything. It's maybe 3 inches in the neck, below the clothing line, of course, where you would not see it. And you would use this embalming pump to remove this body. So you see, it's you're using a lot of water and there's a lot of blood. So that, you see, we're more comfortable doing this whole procedure in a funeral home, in a specially appointed room with a special embalming table. The blood is not used. The blood goes down into the sewage system. Also, a side note is that funeral directors have to be very aware of AIDS, because AIDS is transmitted through blood. And if we have an AIDS case, we are dealing with a tremendous amount of volume of blood that is passing literally through our hands. So we must take extreme caution and procedures on an AIDS case or a suspected AIDS case. We have to wear eye covers, we wear goggles, we wear head covers, shoe covers, we double glove, and all this equipment at the end of the embalming procedure is incinerated. So as funeral directors, that's all they're talking about in our magazines and at our conventions. Because if we cut ourselves with an instrument, or we pierce our hands with a needle, we could contact AIDS, and we could then transmit it to our whole family. I mean, our whole family could die as my whole family could die as a result of me contacting AIDS off of a body. So there's a very, very high degree of concern
the blood
with embalmers and AIDS.
What did you say? You probably have to do something special with the blood when you have any...
The blood goes into the sewage system.
Would it still?
It's still going to the sewage system, yeah. This is our instructions at this point. Now, maybe it will change. But at this point, it seems to be no threat. Because the virus, the AIDS virus, they're telling us, when it gets out into the open, is a very weak virus on its own. It thrives, of course, in a warm environment. And once you remove the blood from the body, then you can still catch it for a short time. But we still have to be extremely guarded. And we're talking a life-threatening epidemic. And the AIDS is 1988, and they're telling us it hasn't even started yet. A lot of people are going to die before this is over. Very serious matter and very frightening to funeral directors, because we still want to serve our families, you see, but we also have to protect our own families that we live with. So we're really, it's a time for great integrity, and we have to really be very careful.